Next item on the agenda is Jonathan D. Mize, 10-0059. Mr. Owen, good morning.
Mr. Berman, members of the commission, good morning.
Morning, sir.
David Mize is requesting authorization to construct a 476-square-foot open-sided flat roof boat house at his property in Essex County. Logic is protested by the downstream adjacent property owner. Project's located on the Rappahannock River, just downstream from Tappahannock and the 360 Bridge, just below the mouth of Piscataway Creek. You can see that the project depths along this reach of the river are somewhat shallow. In the 2 to 3 foot range, at mean low water. Mr. Mize has an existing 260-foot long pier with a right-handed L-head. In January of this year, he applied for a 20-foot extension and an uncovered lift on the upriver side of the pier. That did qualify for the statutory exemption. We notified him by letter in January, and that work was completed. The extension took him from 240 to 260. In June of this year, he asked to add 2x8 deck boards on top to make a flat roof. You'll note in the cross section, there are no stairs, no railings. We did advise Mr. Mize at that time that staff could not support the use of the roof as an elevated deck because the combination of it with the L-head would put him over the 400-square-foot threshold typically allowed, well, statutorily authorized by code and or typically allowed by the commission by permit. He is in agreement with that. Ground shot of the existing pier. Band boards were added to the lift just for structural integrity. That is where the 2x8 deck boards would be added if this were to be approved. You'll note that the lift is on the upriver side of the pier. Project is protested by the downstream property owners. Their lot's shown in red. His is shown in yellow. Allison Russell Pace. Mr. Pace and his wife originally, they wrote three letters. By the way, a third letter that came in late last week has been added to your notebook. It's it follows item, I think it's 3B11, so it's not number 3B12, but it would be had it gotten here in time.
Right.
Since it's essentially a letter saying that they're out of town and could not be here today.
Okay.
Their point was when he originally applied for the extension and the boat lift that if they were to extend their pier on their current alignment, which would be the, I kind of dropped it in red, that it would cause navigation problems between their pier that they might extend and the existing pier of Mr. Mize should he extend or enlarge his L-head platform. Now, this is an exhibit prepared by the protestant without the red line, and you'll note that he extended the property line. Now, should a court accept that as the riparian boundary, which they could or they may or may not, you'll note that the applicant's pier is on the other side of that line. I went out on the L head. I'm on the downriver reach of the L head, looking back right at the applicant's home. So the L head's in front of his home. The shared property line is about there. This is the home of the protestant. You'll also note that Mr. Mize's pier actually begins from the shore near the shared line of his upstream neighbor, who actually supports this project.
What's the roof got to do with the alignment of the proposed pier?
I think it might come out in a few slides.
Okay, thank you.
So it is the position of staff. This would be the shared line between the protestant and the applicant. This is the applicant's home. This is the protestant's home. I'm of the opinion there's plenty of room to pier out offshore. This is the downstream APO to the protestant. This is Mr. Mize's pier. I believe that there's plenty of room for them to extend their pier without interfering I don't believe Mr. Mize's pier, it does not appear to me to be into the riparian area of the protestant. That would be the court's decision, however. A second reason for the protest is that Mr. Pace is concerned that the applicant will make use of the flat roof as an elevated platform. He has artistically rendered stairs, railings, and umbrellas. This is a concern of the upstream neighbor who did write a letter in support of the project provided he not be allowed to use the roof as a platform. And perhaps the real reason, or at least part of the reason for the concern of Mr. Pace, Some time ago, I believe, the county advised me that there was some topsoil added to the, by Mr. Meister's own property, planted some trees. Mr. Pace complained to the county that it created drainage problems on his property. I have advised Mr. Pace that this is an upland issue completely outside the jurisdiction of this commission. And Mr. Pace, not only did he acknowledge that, he, in his third letter, they even state that they expect you to approve the proposal. So we have a final aerial just showing you the location of the flat roof, again on the upper side of the pier, the location of the protestant's home here. So I'll move on to my summary. The 476 square foot open-sided boathouse would have qualified for the statutory authorization provided for in section 28.2.1203A5 of the code had it not been objected to by the adjoining property owner. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and boat lift. We believe, however, that the use of the flat roof as a deck would constitute a pier platform and would result in the pier exceeding the statutorily authorized 400-square-foot pier platform threshold. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, contingent on a permit condition prohibiting the use of the roof as an elevated deck.
Questions of Mr. Owen by members of the commission? Thank you, Randy. Is the applicant present or represented? Come forward, sir. So are you the applicant or are you representing the applicant?
I am the applicant.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
So Jonathan Mize.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add to presentation made by staff?
No, sir.
Any questions of the applicant, Mr. Schick?
Why are you choosing to use a more expensive roofing material, planking, as opposed to other material?
The flat roof, if you look, I brought a photograph of the structure the way it looked last week. The flat roof is the least objectionable profile, ma'am.
Please, right here.
Least objectionable profile, and we've had some awful, awful storms down there. The product that I'll be using is a tongue and groove 8-inch by 14-inch plank that is typically used for bulkheads. And I figured that would be the strongest product I could put up there. It requires no maintenance.
Okay.
So that's why.
Further questions? You understand that the condition is nothing on time, because if that occurs, if it's approved and that occurs and comes back here, it's we got it covered. Thank you. Matters before the. Is there anyone else? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard?
I move to approve the project as proposed, contingent on a permit condition prohibiting the use of the roof as an elevated deck.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.